Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. G7 has ended, and President Joe Biden has unveiled a new military aid package for Ukraine worth $375 million. During a meeting with Ukraine's president at the G7 gathering in Japan, AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Biden unveiled the aid package at a meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Hiroshima.
A package that includes more ammunition, artillery, armored vehicles to bolster Ukraine's battlefield abilities.
Zelensky's response to the package.
My appreciations. We never forget.
Biden's fresh pledge came after the U.S. agreed to allow training on American-made F-16 fighter jets. The training lays the groundwork for their eventual transfer to Ukraine. Even before Zelensky landed in Japan, the G7 nations had unveiled a slew of new sanctions and other measures meant to punish Moscow over its invasion of his country. I'm Karen Chamas.
Another round of debt talks has wrapped up at the U.S. Capitol. White House and House Republican staff met for 2.5 hours Sunday evening. President Joe Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy plan to meet again on Monday in search of a deal to avert an economy-wrecking federal default. With more on the lines drawn in the sand, is VOA's Veronica Valderas Iglesias.
U.S. Representative Jody Arrington explained to ABC's This Week why he rejects Biden's budget proposal to increase revenue by rolling back tax breaks for wealthy individuals and corporations.
I think the American people understand that the cost of living crisis that they're suffering with is as a result of spending, not because we have low taxes. The fact is we had record taxes.
And this is VOA News. Saudi Arabia's first astronauts in decades are headed to the International Space Station on a chartered multi-million-dollar flight. SpaceX launched the first Saudi female astronaut Sunday, along with a Royal Saudi Air Force fighter pilot. They're joined by an American from Tennessee and a retired NASA astronaut who now works for the Houston company that arranged the trip. Their capsule should reach the space station Monday morning. They'll spend just over a week there before splashing down off the Florida coast. Axiom Space, which organized the flight, will not say how much the tickets cost. The Conservative Party of Greece's prime minister wins big in Sunday's election and will seek an outright majority. Details from VOA's Joe Ramsey.
The Conservative Party of Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis has won a landslide election victory, but without enough parliamentary seats on Sunday to form a government outright. The Prime Minister has indicated he will seek a second election in a bid to consolidate his victory without need of a coalition partner. Under the current Greek electoral system of proportional representation, the 40% vote share is not enough to secure a majority of the 300 seats in parliament. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Officials and witnesses say that angry fans had been blocked from entering a Salvadorian soccer league match, knocked down an entrance gate to the stadium, leading to a crush that killed 12 people and injured dozens more. The stampede happened Saturday night during a quarterfinals match between the two clubs. In southern San Salvador, one fan said that the game was scheduled to start at 7:30 p.m., but they closed the gate at 7 p.m. and left them outside with their tickets in their hands. He said people got angry, adding they asked them to let us in, but they said no, so they knocked the gate down. Again, at least 12 people have died as a result of that stampede. The United States is scheduled to sign a new security pact with Papua New Guinea Monday as the U.S. continues to jostle with China for influence in the Pacific. Papua New Guinea's location just north of Australia makes it strategically significant. The nation was also the site of fierce battles during World War II, and with a population of nearly 10 people in it, it is by far the most populous Pacific island nation. The State Department said the new agreement would provide a framework to help improve security cooperation, enhance the capacity of Papua New Guinea's defense force, and increase regional stability. Many in the Pacific are concerned about the increasing militarization of the region.